Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you and welcome again. Welcome to Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. We're always happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend that Doctrine of Truth is on the air. Our desire always to bring you the truth from the grassroots level, that you and you and your friends and family can come in and call in. Amen. We can discuss biblical truths, visions, or dreams. You can call 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Amen. The subject, believers don't perish. Believers don't perish. Father, we thank you, O God, in the name of Jesus the Christ. We thank you, Lord, for being with us. As always, you say where two or three come together in your name, there you are in the midst. And Lord, we thank you for your word. We thank you for the unity. And Lord, we thank you for the things that you are doing. And Lord, we know that you never lie. You never lie. And Lord, we thank you for it, and we ask you, those that come on the program, Lord, to bless them. In Jesus the Christ we pray, amen. God bless you. We're always happy to have you and you. Amen. We're here at Doctrine of Truth broadcast, and you can always find us on Blog Talk Radio, www.blogtalkradio/Doctrine of Truth. Or you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.net. Amen. We also have a sister website. If you're happy to have you there, you can go on www.gototheyouth.org. We're discussing believers don't perish. Believers don't perish. Remember Proverbs 27 and 17 say, iron sharpeneth iron, that a man will sharpen the countenance of his friend. Amen. In Proverbs 24:16, amen, it says that a just man will fall seven times and rise up again. He will fall seven times, but he'll get up. But the wicked should fall in his mischief. Amen. Proverbs 24:6 says, the multitude of counselors, their safety. We can't do this thing alone. Amen. Jesus sent us out in twos. Amen. So he wants us to, amen, to work with someone else. Amen. To help on this journey. God has given us the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. All three are working, but they're working the one together. The Lord believe in unity. We believe in fellowshipping together. We can conquer things. Amen. Situations and trials and condition when we work together. Amen. For those of us that we are striving as well, as always, to pass on information, those that are without Christ and is seeking God direction. You know, the Bible is true. And then during the Bible times, we all should understand and have a Bible, a word that we live off of. God said that man should not live through Jesus Christ, that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. And we have to understand that you should search out what translation you have. Amen. If the translation as far as man is possible. Amen. Get the forest truth of God's word as possible, because You live off the word. You believe in the word of God. Amen. And you're always researching God's word. Amen. There are some Bibles, the King James Bible. You have the Amplified Bible, the New American Standard Bible, and we have the New International Bible. We have some open, the Good News Bible. Amen. Whatever the Bible you have and translation that you have, you should have somewhere, somehow, has proven, amen, that is a translation that would help you to grow in Christ. You also need a concordance, amen, a Bible, and a Bible dictionary. Amen. Help you to break down words. Amen. Because you want to get the understanding. You want to get the understanding of the scriptures. The Old Testament and the New Testament agree. Paul called the Old Testament, amen, in Galatians, amen, the schoolmaster. Amen. You know the beginning, the ABCs, amen, of the truth. Amen. And the history, amen, of the covenant of God. Amen. He came and brought the covenant. Amen. And then Jesus came. Jesus came. God's Son came. Amen. And he brought the, made it a little bit easier. Amen. And clarified. But it's the same. It's the same covenant. Amen. But it's new. The new version. Amen. It made it easy. Jesus said, I'm going to leave this thing and make it easy for you. Because his yoke is easy. Amen. But it's still the word of God. God only begotten Son. This is still God's word. If you look in the book of Romans here, we're taking a couple of minutes here, as always, amen, to express the salvation road, amen, because we are discussing the truth of God and looking at the word of God, amen. We want to make sure those of you that are young in Christ, amen, and we call it the Romans road. Romans 1:16, Paul has said that, he said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, but it's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jews first and also to the Gentiles. Amen. We should not be ashamed to tell people about Christ. Amen. Because it's power. Amen. It's power. Amen. It's the authority. Amen. Gives you the ability. Amen. To come to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to be saved. Amen. Romans 3:10 is there, for it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none righteous, no, not one. Amen. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. All have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. And Romans 5:8 is saying, but God commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Amen. While we was yet deciding, I didn't know, what didn't understand, amen, Jesus went on and did his job. God sent him to do. Amen. He died for us. Romans 5:12. Wherefore, by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed unto all men, for all have sinned it. Amen. Amen. God commended his love towards us while we was yet sinners. Amen. Jesus died for us. So by one man, Jesus Christ, God's Son, whereas by one man's sin entered into the world, which was Adam in the garden, and death by sin, so death passed into all men. That's what happened. Adam sinned, and it was a chain reaction. Amen. Chain reaction in the Romans 6:23 says that, amen, that For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Through Christ Jesus our Lord. So Romans 10, very familiar. Amen. And that's why we're working here. Romans 10 and 9 says, so if thou will confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So here we are. Amen. We wanted always to recap those scriptures. Amen. Those who you, amen, just remember faith. Romans 10 and 17 say, faith come by hearing. Amen. Hearing by the word of God. And that's where we are. Amen. The more you hear God's word, the more you understand God's word, and the more you be a part. Amen. It builds confidence in you. Build confidence in you. Amen. That God's word is still the same. It's still the same. It will not change. Amen. We're talking about John 3:16, actually, John 3:16, and that he's giving. Believers don't perish. Believers who believe in Jesus Christ, they don't. They don't perish. Amen. They don't flutter away. They don't be lost. Amen. They might have some problems, like Proverbs says. Amen. And Proverbs says in 24 and 16, for a just man falleth seven times. Sometimes you have some hindrance, some problems, some situations that are right. Amen. But you can get up. Jonah had a problem. Amen. Jonah, the man of God, God told Jonah to go down to Nineveh and preach the gospel. And Jonah decided he wasn't going to do that. As well, he knew the voice of God. He knew the direction of God. And he decided. He made a bad decision. It was a dumb decision. He knew. Amen. God, he knew God worked with him. For some reason at that time, Jonah decided not to go. Because of the faces of the people, he put that priority to God. Amen. John 3:16 saying here from the King James Bible, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Amplified Bible read John 3:16. Amplified Bible saying, for God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he even gave up his only begotten unique Son, so that whosoever believeth in, trust in, cling to, rely on him shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, in quotation, but have eternal, quotation, everlasting life. John 3:16, American Standard, amen, reading, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And in the New International Bible, amen, quoting almost the same as the American Standard and the King James, say, for God so loved the world that he gave his once and only Son, that whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen. John 3:16 out of the Amplified Bible. Amen. We want to notice here, you say, God so greatly loved and dearly prized the world that he, in parentheses, even gave up his only begotten, in parenthesis, unique son, that whosoever believeth in parenthesis, is trust in, cling to, rely on, shall not perish. And in parenthesis, they say about emphasizing perish, they come to destruction or be lost. Amen. God, if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, amen. The Bible is saying that you will not come to destruction, amen, or be lost, amen, if you believe in Jesus Christ, amen. And Proverbs saying that you can make some bad mistakes, amen. You can have some, make some bad decisions. Because Proverbs 24:16 say, for a just man falleth seven times. And he doesn't go out and tempt God. Amen. He know, make decisions that, well, I'm going to do this against the Spirit of God. Amen. Against God's voice. And God going to restore me. No. Amen. These are not tempting God type of falls. Amen. These are snares and traps somehow, some way. Amen. He has gotten into situations from righteousness, but God restored him by saying, Lord, forgive me. Amen. God, forgive me, and you repent. Once the Holy Spirit bring you into understanding that what had happened to you, amen, it brought you understanding what had happened, amen, and so you find yourself, amen, asking God to forgive you, amen, and come to the understanding, amen, it's time for me to get right, amen, and come on back to Christ. Time for me to get right and come on back to Christ, amen. So the problems that are happening, conditionings that's going on in the world, amen, is in the world. One thing we should emphasize, not just one area, amen. It's not just one area, amen. It's happening all over the world, all over the world. And these are the things that Jesus said would happen, amen. According to the Bible, according to the Bible, he said there'd be times like these. Amen. Men's hearts are going to be fainting. Amen. Men's hearts are going to be fainting. Amen. And so we find that according to the scriptures, amen, that God never lies. He never confused, and because this is a warfare. This is a warfare. Amen. These, it's a warfare of time where those that are, that have Christ have to follow, amen, the blueprint, the direction, amen, the blueprint and the direction, amen, of God. And I quote Romans 8 chapter in the 14th verse. It said, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. Amen. Many are that are led by the Spirit of God. Amen. And that's what we are now, I believe, that we have to look, regardless of how conditioning and problems goes on in the world, God's people, amen, we have God's direction better than the GPS. Amen. God always leading and guiding and communicating with his people. One of the precious things that God has given us, amen, is prayer. It's precious. Amen. Prayer, amen. Prayer give us the inside information on the world. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit. Amen. He give us the insight, what's happening, why it's happening. Amen. And we should continue to treasure prayer. We should treasure prayer. Amen. We should be willing constantly, because we know the value of prayer. Like men and women value, amen, the information concerning their cell phone, their telephone, their communication. Amen. They don't feel lonely or lost. Amen. You should value prayer. Amen. Prayer, God has given us so that, and Paul quoted that, man should always pray. Amen. You should always pray. Amen. And Jesus, amen, he ran the Pharisees and all of them out the temple, because they were selling sacrifices and inside the temple. And Jesus said, my Father said, this is the house of prayer, and y'all making it a den of thieves. So he took his belt and began to whoop them out of there. Amen. Running them out. Amen. Because it was such an insult. Amen. The value of prayer. Amen. Because if you are capable of praying regardless of getting information from God, amen. And the world always trying to get hedge fund information. They're always trying to get ahead, inside information. Amen. Or the hookup or the grapevine. Always trying to get ahead to make a profit. Amen. We should always value prayer in these times. If we're going on now, I believe that's one of the key inside secrets and activity of a child of God, of a believer of God, is prayer. The next one should be, amen, to be learned to be led by the Spirit of God. Learn to be led by the deep inner voice in you. You know, God speak with you. You have proven out how the Holy Spirit, amen, works with you and leading you to make the right decisions and leading you to make the go the right direction. Amen. Praying, amen, talking to Christ, amen, through his Holy Spirit, amen, will give you that deeper, amen, insight. Your mind and body be tuned in. The spiritual man be so in tune to the voice of God, amen. You be learned. Everybody's not able, like your neighbor, amen. God maybe can speak to him in a song or speak to him in a situation, and he understand that. But all of us on different levels in Christ, and whatever God had through the Holy Spirit been teaching you, how to beware of God's direction and voice, amen. And you, in these times, amen, those could be the effort, the caution pad, in other words, the do's and don'ts of a believer. Now, you can make mistakes. You can miss it. You can miss it. Paul said he missed it. Amen. He was in a vision, and he saw a man. Amen. He saw a man up in the mountain say, come over here and help us. He missed it. He was going one way. Amen. And the Holy Spirit said, no, you missed it. There's some help over here. We need you over here. Amen. Jonah, not only one. Jonah was just plain old disobedient. Jonah knew the voice of God, but he decided he didn't want to do that. Amen. He did some dumb things. He didn't want to go, but he knew. Amen. The Lord was going to talk to him about it, but he finally repented. Amen. It took him a little chaos happening. Amen. But he finally repented and got on, saw that he was going to perish. Amen. So in these times, that there'll be many more times like this. Amen. The world, amen, you know, chaos is happening. Amen. All over, they can't fight it. It's a spiritual warfare. It's spiritual. You can't see it. You can't see germs. Amen. You can't hear them walking or talking. Amen. The Holy Spirit, amen, is the one that be able to lead and guide you in these times. We live in a world, until Jesus finished, of a new home and new earth, like he said in Revelation 21. Amen. John said he saw a new earth and a new heaven and a new earth. Amen. Until that time, we live in here. We live in here in this earth. We've got earthquakes. Amen. We got fires. We got wars. Amen. And God is still on the throne with his son sitting there making intercession. Amen. He's showing his power. He's showing his power by keeping his people, keeping his word. Amen. We're always here at Blog Talk and Doctrine of Truth. We always come together to express ourselves one to another because, amen, out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, Jesus said, let my word be established. Amen. With 66 books and all the different authors, amen. Not one man wrote the whole book, whole Bible. Amen. Paul wrote many letters, epistles, but he didn't write the whole New Testament. Amen. God wants us to work together. Amen. He liked unity. Amen. He sent them out in twos. Amen. So we're going to come together, as always, amen, and discuss what's happening now in the whole world, not just one part of the world. This is happening to the whole world. Amen. All right, we're going to go to our studios. Amen. About believers should not perish, and what God has given you an insight on, maybe a scripture or dream or something you wanted to bring to the family of Christ. You can dial 1-855-236-2252 or 1-347-215-8816. Those of you that is new, amen, how the studio works, you press 1 on your phone, and our technician will put you in the studio to talk. You don't hang up your phone, and I will call your area code and your last 4 digits. Amen. You call your area code and last 4 digits. We won't give your name, amen, because all we have is numbers. Amen. But you can give your name if you want to, but we will not give your name. Amen. So that you can feel free, amen, to discuss, amen, the topics. If you have a vision or a dream or any area concerning believers, concerning parish, we don't fight and talk against other faith. Amen. God's word will stand by itself. Amen. All right. You can push 1 on your phone. Amen. We're in the studio. Amen. And we're talking about one of the scriptures was John 3:16 and Romans 8. Oh, that's coming in. Romans 8:14. Amen. As well as talking about prayer, how valuable prayer is. Amen. In any circumstance that you're living in, God is capable of saving you and directing you. Amen. In a storm. Amen. Disciples was in a ship. Amen. Jesus wasn't there, and the sea started rocking and rolling, and the storm came up. Amen. But Jesus came to them. Jesus was coming to them. He was walking on the water, but he came. Amen. Regardless of the effects of the Mother Nature, the wind blowing and the earthquakes, amen, the fires, amen. They don't have no ability to stop God because he created, that's God's son. He created the fires and the storms, and amen. And Jesus spoke. I mean, he walking on. Peter said, that looked like Jesus. And Peter hollered out, Lord, if this is you, have you ever been in a situation like that? Said, Lord, I'm in this problem. I'm in this problem. Maybe a song came to your mind. Amen. Maybe a scripture. Amen. That's how God does. That's how God does. The Holy Spirit will work with you what's pertaining to the Bible. The Holy Spirit will work with you what's pertaining to the scriptures and the word. Amen. If you get a vision, a dream somewhere, somehow, Amen. The Spirit of God will begin to work with you and let you know it's come from Him biblically. Amen. This is why it's important to continue to study the Word of God. Amen. Study the Word of God, read. The Holy Spirit will bring back to you, amen, what you have already read. All right, we're in the studio. We're in the studio. If you want to talk, make a comment, just push one on your phone. Amen. And we are talking about believers don't perish. Believers don't perish. Amen. And we're, those are coming in for the first time. Amen. We'll call your area code and your last four digits of your number, and that'll let you know that you can talk and express yourself, amen, on a subject, either on a dream, a vision, maybe the Lord been warning you about this time, about these things that are happening, and you didn't get prepared. Maybe you wasn't sure. You wasn't sure. Amen. So be a lot. Romans 8. All right, we're area code 954, last four digits, 4427.
Good evening, Bishop.
Man of God.
Thank you, sir. Good evening. Bless the call. You know, in times like this, Bishop, it is a blessing to have a broadcast that we can sit in the comforts of our homes. So many of us are confined to our homes now, or we're supposed to be, and it's good that we can hear the word. Because in times like this, what we need more than anything is hear the word. You know, if you listen to your radios, your television, there's a lot of talking heads, a lot of people's opinion, and right now they're frightening people, and all kind of talk is going on. But it's a blessing to have a broadcast now that everyone is confined to speaking the word of God. Now, thinking on that and this subject you have tonight, I looked over at the 1 John 2:18, and it says, now, little children, it is the last time, and as ye have heard that the Antichrist shall come, even now there are many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last times. Now, what John is making reference to there, immediately everyone want to think about the end times of the beast at the end time, the Antichrist. But what he's talking about there is the everyday Antichrist that comes in your life. Now, that's many things. It's things like lust and anger and lying and gossip and all kinds of things like that. See, what people have to understand, the Antichrist is already on the earth. It's the Antichrist is anything working against the anointing of God. And what it does, it comes in to frighten us. You know, we go back to that favorite verse that so many people know, that the devil, the enemy comes as a roaring lion, you know, seeking who he may devour. He's small, but his roar, and often there, you know, in the jungle, that's what frightens most animals, the roar. Now, this way we are. We see these things coming, that these things are not of God. A lot of time it's the man's greed for power and to possess money. So these are the things, a lot of these things come from man himself. God's people have to realize that to keep calm in the midst of all the storms that are coming now, you have to have your word of God in your life. And how much of the word of God are you putting in your life? Because, see, that's what's going to keep you calm. All the noise that's coming at you, if you are full of the word of God, which is the anointing of God, because see, when you study the word of God and meditate on it and pray, then the anointing is on you. God is in you because you are studying his word. And when you study his word, his word is going to keep you calm. It's going to give you peace. And all these things that you see happening nowadays, and when the world is confused and don't know what to do, you'll be at peace. Because see, God said he would not have us to be surprised at anything that goes on. Because he gives us that inner peace and discernment. So when these things happen, we know it's not of God. But we have to have our hearts pure. Our hearts have to be filled with the anointing of God. And the only way we can fill our heart with the anointing of God, we must stay in the Word. We must be consistently stay in the Word. Not once a week come and look at the Word and go home. We've got to do it daily. Put some of the Word of God in you. And that's what's going to keep you now. And so when everybody else is Word and everything, you're at peace. Because, see,
man,
what you have to know is in this day and time, the whole reason for Jesus coming was for us to have the anointing over our hearts, have the blood over the doorposts of our hearts. Back in the Old Testament, they literally put the blood over the doorposts, God said, so that when this death and destruction, all these evil things come, it'll pass you by. But today, Jesus came that we would, through faith, we would have the blood over the doorposts of our heart, and we won't be troubled. You know, one of the things about Thomas was, and we all heard the thing, doubting Thomas. Well, that came from the fact that Jesus, when he appeared the second time, because Thomas was not there the first time he came into the upper room. But when he came the second time, Thomas has said he will not believe that he has returned until he sticks his hand into the wounds itself. So when Jesus returned the second time, he told him, no, Thomas, you must stick your hands in the wound so that those who come after you and will believe, those who will not see me but yet believe in me, so you have, because see, God won't go against our will. Now, so where is your will at? Is your will with the world, or is your will with God? And you can't have your will with God if you don't know him. And you'll never know him if you don't stay in his word. That's all I wanted to point out. These troubled times, God's people should be a comfort, should be comfortable in that belief, and knowing that this time of being shut in, this gives us more time to study God's word and pray.
Amen. Amen. Personal fellowship. Amen. That has been coming up. Amen. And we have been working on that. Now we have it. Now we have it. Amen. God giving us time. Amen. Then he's turning around. Amen. To make a way to be financed to have that personal fellowship with him. Amen. In these times, the Holy Spirit and God still have the answer. Jesus still have the answer. When sin came into play, all these diseases showed up. Amen. These diseases are spirits. It's a spirit of infirmity. Amen. Infirmity is all kind of sickness, all kind of sickness. And Jesus rebuked that spirit of infirmity. He told him to come out of the old lady. Amen. You spirit of infirmity. Amen. All kind of diseases can show up. Amen. And God will rebuke it. We have the answer. We have the answer. It won't say that you won't be sick. Amen. But all sickness is not unto death. Paul been sick for years. Amen. The apostle moved around in the stream. All right. We want to take up your time. It's your time. Amen. Concerning you think, and you don't go with the information, like it was said earlier. Amen. Paul instructed Timothy, young pastor, about being fearful. Paul said, don't be involved in the spirit of fear. That's all it is. It'll come. You can rebuke it. You keep your mind on Jesus. Keep your mind on God's word. Amen. And then you can hear. You can, if you tune in to the station, tune in. Like we tune into the program. Amen. You keep your mind on him. Amen. Keep your mind on him. You can hear the Holy Spirit leading you and guiding you now. All right. Press 1 on your phone. We're in the studio. We'd like to hear some more comments. We thank God for the studio tonight. Amen. Some of you might want to listen tomorrow or tomorrow afternoon. You can just go to Blog Talk Radio on your computer, .com/ Doctrine of Truth. Amen. Bishop Poole. And you can bring up a whole more 2 years of conversations and discussions on different subjects. Amen. This time you can go to your computer after we come off the air. Amen. And pick up some more discussions. Amen. Lively discussions. Amen. Where people are expressing themselves. That's what helped you grow. Amen. You say out of mouth of two or three witnesses. And also his word, build your faith. Building your faith. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Those of you just coming in, how we work, you press 1 on your phone, and technician will put you in, and it will discuss. We'll call your area code and your last 4 digits. Your last 4 digits, and we'll let you know, amen, who you. You can go right ahead and begin to talk, amen, on a subject. God has not given us the spirit of fear during these times. Amen. He's with us. And thank God that we have a live God. Thank God. Thank God. He's alive. He knows everything. He sees everything. Amen. He's everywhere. He's all-knowing. He's all-seeing. Amen. Thank God. That's one, along with prayer and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Amen. It'd be just wonderful to know the benefits we have with Christ. The benefits we have, amen, with him. And he's not a tree. He's not a rock. Amen. Whatever worship in the skies and the moon. Amen. He created everything. Everything that God that we serve. He is the creator of all mankind, and that should give you some comfort there. And not only that, but you have a relationship with him. You have a relationship with him, and amen, and that's valuable, very valuable to your comfort, amen. And that, amen, you're capable and willing, amen, you'll eat good of the land. You will eat the goods. Good of the land, according to Isaiah 1:18, amen. God will give you the good of the land. All right, you can press 1 on your phone. Amen. We're in the studio. It does, amen. Believers in Christ, do they perish? Amen. Through the things that this world going through, amen. Remember, God is sovereign. He does what he wants to, and his ways is not our ways. No, his ways are not our ways. His thoughts, no, they're not our thoughts. Amen. Jesus said, Isaiah, the prophet, one of God's major prophets, said, God's ways are so high, amen, like the moon and the stars compared to our ways. Amen. Amen. So we can't even place him the way that you want to do things. And you say, well, God, I want God to do this. No, he doesn't do the way that, amen, you expect him to do. All right, you press 1 on your phone. Press 1 on your phone, and we're here, amen, and discussing, do believers perish? Do believers perish? And do believers, amen, turn their back? Amen. They feel that with things that the world is going through, where they go through it, amen, and to be wiped out, do God make a way for them to escape? Do God make a way for them to escape? May God, amen, did some things through Jesus Christ to help you, amen, on your way. On your way. Amen. You can put 1 on your phone. Amen. We're getting close to our time. Amen. But we thank God for you and you and you and you and you and you and you. Amen. And we're happy to have you at this time. All right. I think we're back at 954. 4427. Go right ahead.
You know, Bishop, God wants us to be successful in everything we do in this life, but we can't do it if we don't listen to his instructions on how to do it. See, God created life, so he's is the only authority that's authorized to teach you how to live life. See, this is what people got to understand. Anytime you go somewhere to a new job or anytime you attempt to do anything, there's someone that's already perfected. They know the way to go about doing it. Well, when it comes to life, God is the only one who created life. And so he's the only one qualified to tell you how to do it. How do he do it? When you study his word, that anointing is basically what is called unction. People might have heard it. He had not got the full understanding, but the unction to function. See, the unction meaning that you've been anointed or smeared on with oil or ointment. That unction is what God gives you the wisdom and knowledge to accomplish anything you want to do in life, but you have to be obedient to the instructions that he gives you. Now, you look at, our believers would go back and refresh their mind by reading the first books of the Bible, first five books, God constantly talked about being obedient. What he had told man to do, to be obedient to the instruction he gave him, and life, he would have that what he called the Zoe life. And that Zoe life is a life of wisdom and righteousness. It's an abundant life. It's a victorious life. Why? Because it's God telling you how to live the life that he gave you. Now, if you listen to anyone else, no one else created life but God. And when you listen to the world and you follow in the world, you're never going to really be able to get the fullness of life because the world never created life. So they have no authorization to instruct you on how to live life. But if you stay in God's word on a consistent basis, the Holy Spirit will put the unction in you. That unction is the anointing. That anointing would help you to anything you attempt to do in life. You would do it with wisdom and understanding because, see, you obey in God's word, you're hearing God's word, and you're following his instructions. You know, many a times in our lives as we grow up, from childhood to adulthood, the one thing that we are constantly told, you got to follow the instructions. Are you following the instructions? Anytime you deviate from the instructions, you're not going to get to fully accomplish everything that you need to do because you have not followed the instructions. And that's the way it is, the word of God. Right now, today, people will have to wonder whether or not they will perish. If you're a true believer, then you're trusting God and you're standing on his word. You know, and God said, you got to stand on the word of God. Jesus didn't rely upon himself. Jesus, every time he responded back to the enemy, he said, thus says the Lord, it is written. That's where we got to be today. We can't depend upon what we know ourselves. We got to depend upon the word of God and repeat that back to the devil. Every time he comes, he kind of throws a temptation to us. Repeat the word of God. How are you going to repeat the word of God? You got to stay in the word. You got to meditate on the word. You got to daily have the word in you so that you have plenty of ammunition. Whenever the enemy comes to you, you can just throw it back at him, and he'll leave you alone.
All right. Very good, as always. Amen. And we're getting close to now closing time. Anybody have another comment? You push one on your phone. Amen. Wonderful words. Amen. Of encouragement. Amen. The Bible says out of two or three witnesses. Amen. So those of you that's in the studio, push one on your phone. Amen. Look like we had 561-1086. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you, each and every one. Just good to, sorry to come on so late, but I just wanted to give greetings, Pastor Marshall from Boynton Beach, Lake Worth, Hands of Praise. Just thank God for coming on. Sorry to come on so late, but I just wanted to come on and give greetings, you know, just so you could hear my voice. And thank God that we are holding on in spite of, you know, this coronavirus and so forth. But just good to come on for a few minutes. Amen.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Man of God, good to hear from you. Amen. We can take two more callers. Just press one on your phone. Amen. We are all of you in different locations of time. Amen. But God here. Amen. And we'd like to hear your comments. Amen. We're getting ready to take maybe two more comments, and we're gonna go to prayer. We go to prayer. We want to share this with you. Amen. As time permit, but we can take one or two more. Let's press one on your phone, wherever you're calling from, and our technician will put you in. We're glad to hear any more that are listening. Amen. Let's touch one on your phone, and we'll have your comments very valuable. Amen. Those of you that want to review these programs again, you can go to blogtalkradio.com/host Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, as well as you can go to our website, www.jciministries.org, www.jciministries.net. Amen. If you want to, you can scroll down, leave us an email if you want to contribute to this broadcast. Or you can go to our sister station for the youth, www.gototheyouth.org. Gototheyouth.org. Amen. All right, we'll take probably one more caller. Let's press one on your phone. Amen. And we'll be able to take you in. Amen. We thank God for you. I think we had 954-4427. I think we had that. We want, yes, yes.
Bishop, one of the things I want the listeners to be very careful about here now in these times, of course, we get plenty of information, and a lot of people, even God's people, believers, are speaking the curse, We got to not speak about the curse, but speak about the promise. Speak the word of God. This is what I'm saying, Bishop, is that by staying in the word, you would not speak for the enemy, but you'll speak God's word. God, you be so full of God's word. You're supposed to be so full of God's word, it'd be like a fountain. You know, a fountain always is spewing water out. There's so much water in a fountain, it's spewing it out, never going into a fountain, but spewing out. This is where we have to be with the word of God. We have got to be in the word of God so much that every thought, every opinion, every response to anything negative is the positive word of God, because you have stayed in that word. You got to daily be in it. God is blessing us every day with his grace to go through the day. So we should give him a portion of that day to get further instructions, that the anointing is in us, that we have so much positive word of God in us, that every time we open our mouth, it just spew out positive words of God. That's where Jesus was. Every time he spoke, he was saying, "Thus it is written, thus says the Lord." And he will never deviate from that, because he never had an opinion of his own. His will was to come and do the will of the Father. So whenever he spoke, he always referenced to the Father. That's where we got to be, especially in these times. You know, if we sit around and we begin to talk like the world, we are going to be frightened out of our minds. Our faith is going to fade, and we'll have no hope. Because, see, our will, this is what I was saying earlier about Thomas. Whatever we give our will to, that's what's going to come to pass. What many of us believers don't understand, that angels and demons are always standing by because they have to go according to our commands. See, if we speak negative, demons go to work. If we speak positive, the angels go to work. That's the power we have of the tongue, and many people are not aware of that power of the tongue. The tongue is very powerful. The words we speak have power. But who are we speaking to? Are we speaking to demons or are we speaking to the angels? Because whichever way we speak, be it negative or positive, it will come to pass. So we have to guard what we give our will to.
All right. Very good, as always. God bless you, all of you. I want to read this email that I get from our chaplain friend from Chaplain Fellowship Ministries International. Amen. Michelle Polk wrote this short to all of us at chaplains, and all it's good for all the believers. Amen. Search the Word of God. He said, in 3 months, just like he did with the plague of Egypt, God has taken away everything we worship. God said, you want to worship athletes, I'll shut down the stadium. You want to worship musicians, I will shut down the civic centers. You want to worship actors, I will shut down the theaters. You want to worship money, I will shut down the economy and collapse the stock market. You don't want to go to church and worship me, I will make it where you can't go to church. If my people are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and forgive the land. Forgive them of their sin and forgive the land. Amen. God has his way. We're going to pray. Amen. Go right ahead, man of God. 954-4427. Go right ahead. Amen.
Father God, we thank you for this broadcast. We pray, Lord God, that more people would tune in each week, that they would hear the word of God, that we share this word, Father God, and bless they be blessed by it. Help us, Father God, to anoint our ears to hear. Control our tongues, Father God, with your anointing, that we will speak your word and your word only. Give us the peace in our heart that we will honor you, Father God, and that we will not turn to the world for the answers of our life. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Amen. The victory in Christ. Amen. You got victory. If we constantly pray, amen, constantly pray, amen, and seek God's face by his word. Seek God's face by his word and let the Holy Spirit, through prayer and reading the word, amen, you can build up the voice of God within you. And you can learn how God leads you in these perilous times. Amen. Isaiah 118 says, if you be willing and obedient, you eat good of the land. Amen. You got to be willing to be obedient. Amen. God will lead you and help you. But every time you fall, Proverbs 24:16 say, for a just man can fall 7 times and rise up again. God is on your side. Proverbs 24:16. Multitude of counselors, their safety. Lord, we ask you to bless them, heal them, and protect them through the word of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit agree. Amen. We loose sickness in heaven, Matthew 18:19. Amen. And we bring life, speak life and victory in all lives. In Jesus the Christ we pray. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Until next time.